Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 15 with verses 25 through 32. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified Jesus. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." With him they crucified two revolutionaries, one on his right and one on his left. Those passing by reviled him, shaking their heads and saying, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself by coming down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests with the scribes mocked him among themselves and said, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also kept abusing him. At some point, you too may feel the sting of being crucified, labeled as dead by others you trust and confide, because they can't believe Jesus would let you die, or himself for that matter on the cross when he was raised humanity high. He leveled off the sinners near and far, for those who believe find his dominion and peace above subpar, where you feel anointed to share his redemption, even driving down the road in your car. We all wanted Jesus to come down at this point. We wanted him to demolish the apartheid felt when it came to Romans directing their lives, enslaving their religion. But no, that's not what Jesus did. He hung there and took his last breath for a reason. To remain committed to dying for the sins of the world, for his cross thing to really work. Jesus had to rise from the dead. Otherwise, the miracle of salvation would not be alive more than 2,000 years later. Jesus died. Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. This is what we have to believe. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things." Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We say a prayer for my mother as she spent the night in the hospital last night with some breathing treatments. We're just having some trouble breathing. Lord, we ask that you look over my mom. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece, Brittany, who is suffering from brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. And we pray for our Holy Mother. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 15 with verses 25 through 32. Our practice today leads us to a two-stanza poem. It's titled, "Cross, Come Down, So We Believe." Jesus crucified, morning time 9, abide. Jews' king inscription above his head. Revolutionaries, two crucified side by side. Jesus reviled by passers-by. Save yourself instead. Mocking him were scribes and priests, chiefs conceive. Others saved. He himself save cannot. He please. Israel's king, the Messiah. Cross, come down so we believe. Him abused verbally, too, by the crucified thieves. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokruz Wiggins. It's November 22nd, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us. Across the world on universalutterings.org, we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, today we close, oh, thank heavens, for 7-Eleven in Universal Utterings, as we do each morning, shooting for that 7-Eleven time. It's an old race number of mine that I used to ride on in my motocross days. Yeah, my mom got put into the emergency room yesterday. She's having some trouble breathing. My brother was in town, so he was with her. Praise God. So she's doing a little better this morning, getting ready to call her in a little bit to see how her night went. Pray for her as we say a prayer for our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you too. In Jesus' name we close. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.